Welcome back to Writing for Ministry. I'm Adam Navis. Today we're going to talk about finding your voice. Now, this idea isn't necessarily part of the writing process, but it is an important topic as you develop as a writer. So in any conversation about good writing, there's going to be arguments about technical details, precision in grammar, or a writer's ability to construct a convincing argument. But the reality is, there's so much diversity of writing in the world that there are exceptions to every rule. As much as we might want there to be a gold standard by which to judge your work, there simply isn't. The more I read and the more I write, the more I am convinced that the only rule of good writing is kind of what you can get away with. Good writing is subjective. Of course, you can't dismiss the rules. You've got to know them if you're going to break them. But if you can find an audience who likes what you write, then good for you. Enjoy it. Of course, you're going to have people who don't like what you write or how you write it. That's just part of what it means to be a good writer. But you should feel free to experiment with bending and even breaking the rules, even some of the rules that I've laid out for you earlier in this course. To me, this is what it means to find your voice as a writer. Your voice is when you, truly you, and uniquely you, starts to come through in your writing. And there's two points you know when this is going to happen. First, when you have a significant mastery of the craft of writing. This means that you have enough tools in your writer's toolbox not to be distracted or self-conscious when you need to use them. You have enough experience to start to just play around, that you're not overly concerned with the how to use the tool and you're just getting the job done. Second, you have done the necessary work on yourself to understand who you are and why you are that way. You have thought about, you are mature enough, you're an adult, you know your limits and your gifts, your hurts and your triggers. You are secure in yourself. You're so secure that you can start to inject your unique perspective on the world. Not as a weapon, but because you understand that you have a responsibility. Because there are going to be people out there who are going to be helped by what you have to say. Your assignment. Reread what you've written for this course. Ask yourself, does this really sound like me? Do I really talk like this? Is this really me? If it doesn't, then ask yourself this. Who do I sound like? My mom or my dad? A pastor? My third grade teacher who was always critical? Someone you've read in a book? We're all trying on different voices as we're learning. I'm not putting that down. It's actually a wonderful way to learn. But eventually, you need to step out of the shadow of others and be your own person. Just like we need to leave our parents in order to be an adult, in writing, we need to let go of the voices that have shaped us in order to learn to write on our own. Next time, it's our last and perhaps most important lesson. We're going to talk about what it means to write, both pastorally and prophetically. Let's write.